Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Maronimi Maraz Yishayichu. The schus Moshe de Peshadina, Kan Yisor Moshe Mordechai, Uli Nishmas, Arav Eliyahu Moshe ben Ritzuk Dov, Chaim Shneir Zalman Yehuda ben Rai Leib, Shmuel ben Arav Ruvain Eson, Shammai ben Yosef, and we're going to be continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, B'siyata Dishmaya, Mitzvahs Asei Beis, and we're going to base ourselves as we are doing in our Sefer HaMitzvahs Shi'urim, and the wondrous Sefer Drishas Pikudecha of Moreno HaGoyin Rafael HaKoyin Kunstler Shlita. Mitzvah Bei Shehesiranu Me'asois Avedezora La'avrit Ve'in Chiluk Ben She'aso Biyodoi Ben She'yitza Ve'la'asoisa V'hu Amro Yizborach Lo'isase L'cho Peser U'mi She'over Alav Zeh Chayav Malkot. רצונו לומר, לאו עשייה סבוי דזורי, ואף על פי שעשאה לו לזולתו, במצוותו, ואפילו לא עבד אותה. There is an iser to make avoy dezor in order to serve it. And there is no distinction between making it with your hand, by yourself, or commanding somebody else to do so. And that's what the Torah tells us, Lo sase l'cha pesel. Don't make a graven image. Somebody's over on this lav, is chay of Malkus. In other words, the lab of Asiya Savay Dezorah. And even if somebody else made it for him, still over. And even if he didn't serve it, he's still over the Yisr. The Chinuch, in Mitzvah Chav Zayin, Ayin Sham, he brings the sheet of the Rambam, that a person's over on this lab, whether he makes it on his own, or he tells somebody else to do it. Frak the chinuch shehari mitzvah mishalechu tzaveh mishalechu kaimon mishalech poter. What's going on over here? Asked the sefer chinuch. He's sending someone to do it. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira, the mishalech is poter. Az ech katav haRambam shu chayav kshenasa yidei shaliach. וכבר העיר בזה המנחס חינוך לדחות תמיית החינוך, שמה העניין זה לניתון דין שליח לדבר עבר? מה זה קשור, שואל המנחס חינוך על החינוך, מה זה קשור לאין שליח לדבר עבר? שדעת הרמב״ם, שמה שעובר בעשה אחר, אינו משום דין שליחוס, אומר המנחס חינוך, דעת את הרמב״ם is מחייב, he's not מחייב because of the din of שליחוס בכלל. That's the aver. The aver is not al shlichus. The aver is commanding somebody else to make a pesel, to make a pesel for avodah zarah. Ze guf avera. Ze lo shlichus. Avera ze letzavot lemishu acher laasot vose. Ze avera. As lo sheikh bazein shlichut var aver. The shlichus is doing the aver. Here the shlichus is doing the avera. He's doing the aver. So he's also doing the Aver, but he's also doing the Aver. Misham katav lochich shekenu kavonas haRambam, because the Rambam isn't mechalek between whether he tells a Jew or a Goy. Why isn't the Rambam mechalek? A Jew is a bar shlichus, and a Goy is not a bar shlichus. So the Rambam should have been mechalek. Why was the Rambam not mechalek between a Goy and a Jew? El al kolchenu, שזה גזירת הכתוב. It must be הגזירת הכוסוף. That one is chayev for telling somebody else to make avodah zarah, and it doesn't matter if the other person is a Jew or a goy. The issur is being mitzaveh somebody else to do so. You don't need to come on to shluch shaladim kamosa. In the mele is no issue here of ein shlich advar avere. וצריך באמת לבאר את תמיית החינוך על הרמב״ם, שהחינוך מקשה מדין אין שלך דבר עבירה. מה מפריע לו? אז נראה בביור דברי החינוך, מראי ברבו ישראל. על פי דברי הרמב״ם, מאילו פרק זין. שם הרמב״ם מדבר על שליח שעושה שליחו סוי, if the Baal HaBayis sent a shliach to be moyel behekdesh, and he did so, so the Baal HaBayis is considered as having done the me'ila. So the Baal HaBayis is aveira. Who sent him? Zomer HaRambam, b'me dvarim amurim, k'shayu ha'chatichot mikotshei bedek ha'bayis, avel im hayu b'sar oylev chayotze b'ze lo mo'al ala oichel b'uvad. שראי הוא חייב באיסור אחר, יתר על המעילה, ובכל התורה כולה אין שליח לדבר עבירה, אלא במעילה לבדה, שלא יתערב עמה איסור אחר. So when he does regular me'ila, then it's the Baal HaBayis' avera. But if he eats besar oila, then it's his avera, the shliach, because he's chayv in a different iser, besides the me'ila, that he ate besar oila, which you're not allowed to do. And we have a rule, b'chol ha'Torah kula ein shliach l'dvar avera, the only time we don't say that is by me'ila. But that's only when there's no other iser mixed in. The moment there's another iser mixed in, then we go back to our rule of ein shlich dvar avera. By me'ila, we say yesh shlich dvar avera. There is shlich, who's in the meshalech gets the avera. But if there's another iser mixed in, we discussed this Rambam at length in a different shir. I believe we were in our series of going through the shiurim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Maran HaGaon Reb Chaim, Shmuel Lebed Zatzal, v'dmeh li sham. Hakol panim, כשיש רק מעילה, אז אומרים, יש שליח לדבר רבינו. אבל ברגע שמתערב איסור אחר, when another issue is involved, then we go back to a rule of אין שליח לדבר רבינו, and it's the שליח's bad. וכבר תמה המערית בחידושיו בפרק האיש מקדש, מהגמרא שאומרים שמאילו וטביחו ישליחו סייעד לבייס הלל are שני כסוב מהבוים כאחות. How can the Rambam say that the only time that you say יש שליח לדבר עבירה is by מאילה? When the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says in addition to Me'ila, you have Tvicha, slaughtering a stolen animal, or Shlichus Yad, being Shalech Yad, and a Pikada. There also, it is considered Shlichus. There also, it is called Shlichus. Meaning, יש שליח לדבר עבירה, and it's the משלח שליחוס יעד. So how can the Rambam say only מעילה? זו הקושיה של המערית בחידושיו בפרק האיש מקדש. מתרץ המערית בדעת הרמב״ם, דעוד גולי בשליחוס יעד, לאו מדין שליחוסו, אלא מדין פוישיה, שחייב הכוסף וששיימר, בין שפושה על ידי עצמוי, בין שפושה על ידי אחרים, לפי ששמירו סוי אולוב. So he says, Pshat in the Rambam is that we have a gilui, by Shlichus Yad, that Shlichus Yad, we say that Yesh Shlichus Dvar Aveiro, it's not B'tayra Shlichus. Because when the other guy does it for the Nifkad, it's not considered that the Nifkad did it B'tayra Shlichus. Elam Edin Poshaya. Because the Torah was Mechayev, the Nifkad, Sai if he was Shaleach Yad, Sai if somebody else did it. Because his job is to guard this item and he didn't properly guard it. So it's not midin shlichus. It's midin what? It's midin that he wasn't properly guarding the item. Tvicha also. Even if the tvicha is done by a kotten, who's not about shlichus, it's mechayiv. Dumi de mechire, de loy kopit koel amashena nenu mimenu. So it doesn't matter whether it was done, the tficha was done by a katan, with bar shlichus, with la bar shlichus, or someone else. Because the Torah was makbid that the animal shouldn't be slaughtered. You shouldn't get enough from the animal by tficha or mechir. What does it matter if it was done by a bar shlichus or not? As mevo'ar midivrei ha-marit, the shlichus yad al yidei acher, when I was talking about shlichus yad by someone else, and tvicha al yidei acher, ein yisodan, mishum shlichus, elo shal ze gufo kopid rachmon b'shlichus yad, mishum poishaya b'pikodin. When someone shaleach yad, he's poishaya. So in other words, the Rambam was correct. Only when it comes to Me'ila, it's Midin Shlichus. But in the other cases, it's not Midin Shlichus. You're right, we say Shlichus V'Aravir, but it's not B'Tayra Shlichus. Either because the Nifkad was Poshaya, or because he was Nene, by Tavea. V'Marit Sham Nitchak L'Fi Zeh, V'Biru HaGemore, as L'Fi Zeh, HaMarit Lo Mevin, מה שכתוב בגמרא. בגמרא כתוב שזה שני כסובים הבויים כאחד ואין מלמדים. We have two psukim that are teaching you the same thing, and therefore that can't be a klal for elsewhere. Wait a second. It would seem that it's because of shlichus. In other words, me'ila is out shlichus. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Can you say Yeshlich Dvar Aveir or not? And we say, no, Yesh Nek Suvim Vayim Kecharei Malamdim. Ah, Shnek Suvim Vayim Kecharei Malamdim. So you see that it's Ein Malamdim Shlichus. So it is B'Tayra Shlichus. Zogt Marit, das stimmt nicht mit der Gemara. It doesn't fit so nicely with the Gemara in his words. That's the Marit says. Akop Ein Sham B'Divrei Marit. Akoponim, בדעס החינוך נראה, דאוזיל בזה על דרך דברי המערית. It would seem that the חינוך is going on the pathway of the מערית. ומהייתיימה מי אין לפרש דברי הרמה מרדר שכוסה ומנחס חינוך. And that's why he didn't want to learn פשט in the רמב״ם like the מנחס חינוך. And the מנחס חינוך wanted to learn פשט in the לאו. Of making avodah zarah, that it's because he commanded it. It's not b'tayra shlichus. That's not why it's aser. It's because the iser is to command it. And to you're not allowed to cause the making of the tzelen. Because if you look in the Minchas Chinuch there, you'll see after he explains Da'as HaRambam, and the gather of this lav that you're not allowed to cause the making of the pesel. Utamalze. How does the Rambam know? Maybe it's like all other lavin in the Torah, that it's only on you. The issue is for you to do it, not for you to command somebody else. And therefore, when you tell someone else, it's betar ashlichus. So how does the Rambam know that kan shiny? That's exactly what the chinuch's problem was with the Rambam. If he has the alfusa that reveals to us that that's the nature of this lav, then what's shot in the sugya in kedushin? Tamua misugi de kedushin, hakedushin gemara mechapeset. Hagemara mechapeset shnei ketuvim abayim keechad. Why don't you just throw in there a siyas pesel? Ukedivrei ha-ma'arit. Now, as the Ma'arit wanted to say, the gather of tvicha and the gather of shlichus yad is not b'tara shlichus. The problem is having somebody else do it for you. And we have a problem with the Gemara according to Beis Shammai, argues with Beis Hillel on the din of shlichus yad. So they were looking for another source for Isser, to answer this type of shlichus. This is not really shlichus. It's not a classical shlichus, according to the Ma'arit. But why don't you bring, if you don't like shlichus yad, then bring in asiyas pesel. That's the gather of the Isser, so that's Dom al-Shlichus Yad. So why don't you bring that in? The Gemara doesn't bring that in. So how does the Rambam know this? And if there's no Yafusa, then how does the Rambam know? If there was a Yafusa, that's the gather of Asiyas Pesel, you're not allowed to cause somebody else to make it, tell somebody else to make it. So why doesn't the Gemara say that? When the Gemara is looking according to Beis Shammai for another case of where there's shlichus for dvar avera, so this is, so if shlichus yad doesn't work, so this is the same gather. So use siyas pesel. The Gemara doesn't. So if there's the alfusa, if we have some Rambam as a limud, so why does the Gemara use it? And if there's no limud, then how does the Gemara Rambam know? Eich Rambam yodea, kmo shemenchat chinuch kotev, menon eila Rambam. And based on what we see in the Ma'arit, it's even more difficult. Because we see from Shlichus Yad and Tvicha Ideacha, we don't say so Misvara, we need especially Alfusa. But only Alfusa miyuchedis legalis to Shlichus Ideacha chayv v'rak Ide Alfusa nischadish to kabid rachman al apshia. Like the Ma'arit learns, and you need a special gilu to tell you that there's such a gedder that causing somebody else to do it is Aser. You don't say so Misvara. So, and if so, in the lav of Asiyas Pesel, there's no Yafusa. How do you know the Torah is Makbar al Gromas Asiyas Pesel? So, Menchas Chinuch writes, the Rambam definitely found this somewhere in some Brice, and we don't know where. But based on what we said, Bedas Achinuch al Pi Amarit, so lo yazo. Shezeh b'chlal ha-tmi al-Rambam, that's included in the tmi of the an-Rambam. From the Sigi and Kedushin. So why doesn't the Gemara and Kedushin say you use a... If the Rambam had some sort of yafusa for this, so why doesn't the Gemara bring in Asiyas Pesel to show that here you have another case where you're not allowed to cause somebody else to do an avera for you. The Gemara doesn't. As Yishel Abanu Ner Bayam HaSugya B'Kiddushin, that's the Chinuch's Hasag on the Rambam. So what are we going to say for the Rambam? Das Rambam shall lomar shu lo sover kedach das Marit. In other words, the Rambam learns Pashtus HaSugya. Tzvichon Shlichus Yad is Mishum Shlichus. V'hani Mishum Shlichus L'dvar Aveiro. K'pashtus HaLashon HaSugya B'Kiddushin. Now we have to Tzichim L'stader Im Dvarav B'Lchot Me'ila. Because in Me'ila he writes the only time you have Yesh Lich L'dvar Aveiro is when it comes to Me'ila. So anachnu Yesh Derech L'stader Ito. אז אבל אין כאן מקומו. אבל נאמר שכך הוא לומד פשטוס הסוגי בקידושין, ובי תביחון שליחוס יד, זה מדין שליח לדבר עבירו. And that's the פשטוס הסוגי in קידושין, and therefore you can't bring in different גדרים over there. There the Gemara is searching for things where we say יש שליח לדבר עבירו, and that's, and Asiyas Pesel isn't included in that category. That's why the Gemara there didn't bring it in. Because Asiyas Pesel has a completely different gedir, like the Menchas Chinuch learns. You're not allowed to cause somebody else to do it. But not B'Torah Shlichus. Just causing somebody else to do it is your Avera. Either Mitzvah or he has some sort of Yalfusa, like the Menchas Chinuch suggests. But it's not connected to the din of shlichus dvar avera, therefore it's not shver from the sugya in kiddushin. Why the gemara doesn't bring it in? Because gemara there is talking about shlichus dvar avera, and this isn't. So if the Rambam holds that al deyacher is chayv, that's ikur geder alav. So if kol dover al kol nishma, the sakem. Fi a Rambam, ikur geder alavu, lefi a menchat chinuch, ech she menchat chinuch mevin et a Rambam, to cause somebody else to make avodah zarah. Either do it yourself or cause somebody else to do it. The Chinuch doesn't like that. Because the Chinuch says, it's Shlichus. And we paskin ain't Shlichus Dvar Avera. Since we paskin ain't Shlichus Dvar Avera, why should he be Chayiv? And if pshat is that there's a different gedder here, it's not b'tara shlichus. It's that you're not like the Menchas Chinuch, that you're not allowed to cause somebody else to do avodah zarah, to make a pesel. Then why did the Gemara mention this in the sugya where we could have used this, Ishamai could have used this pasuk when he was searching, according to the way the Ma'arit is learning the sugya there, according to one derech the Ma'arit has in the sugya there, then the gather of Tvicha and Shlichus Yad are also, you know, it's not midin Shlichus. You know how to cause somebody else to do it. And the Gemara there says, Shnei Ksum Baim Kecharei Malamdim, so why don't we say, and if Beit Shammai doesn't, his argues with Beit Sila midin Shlichus Yad, so why doesn't he bring in the case of Asiyas Pesel? So it must be it's not the gather. The gather is that it's regular shlichus and ain't shlichus dvar avera. So yesh od laharich b'zeh me'od rabotai. Zeh yash ha'chelek harishon. Ubezrat Hashem, b'rtzot Hashem darkeinu, anachon namshich. Toda rabba rabba al ha'azana u'bli neder.